This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Kevin Bigas. Got a minute?
Could reading be good for your health in more ways than one? Last week we talked about research that showed far higher mortality rates in people with low literacy skills. They just don't know how to follow healthcare advice. This week, a study published by the American Academy of Neurology found that stronger reading skills seem to help shield lead smelter workers from toxic damage. The new study divided smelter workers in Canada into two groups, those with high and low cognitive reserve. That's the brain's ability to function in spite of damage. The workers were tested for cognitive skills, how fast they think, motor speed skills, how fast they react, and reading ability. Despite similar levels of exposure to lead, the group showed very different results. The cognitive effects of lead were 2.5 times greater in workers with poor reading ability. Scientists think the heavy reading could contribute to more brain capacity and the ease of using alternative circuits, a kind of brain backup system. Still, the fancy book learning wasn't a cure-all. Exposure to lead impacted the motor speed of both groups in about the same way.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Kevin Bigas.